Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Vinny's Side Piece. It's an hour of harder and classic rock and roll alternative music on Alt 105, another station.
Doing Thursday night, 7 p.m. Meet you there. Hey, you guys, real quick, I just wanted to mention, I don't know if you've looked at Instagram in the last break.
I did. It's a bunch of black squares.
It is blacked out. It's amazing. So
it is amazing. It's good.
It's a good show of support, and that's what I mean. I'm sitting here, and I'm just so proud of all the sites I follow that are saying, "Yeah, I'm with you. I love it." And I posted the same thing, and I know you did too.
Yep.
I just wanted to mention that as
a lot of stories are doing that too. If you look through stories, even if they have other stuff up there, there's a black square on some of them.
Cool.
It feels like you're thinking about it and you're not everyone's going to go to protests and Brynn's upside down. And it's just a good way to sort of show your solidarity. Mm-hmm. I think Brynn is showing it just, yeah. If you scroll down on your computer screen, especially, it's just
awesome.
Black square after black square after black square.
It's very awesome.
It is.
So there are bright spots out there, and that's certainly showing support however you can is a positive.
The thing I was thinking about posting was because it's my son's 21st birthday today, and he's obviously precious to me. Like that kid, you love your kids. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, hey, I want it. He goes, don't, please don't. I'm like, okay.
Hey, what are you guys going to do?
Post.
Are you going to make him a cake? Is John going to make him a cake? Are you going to order one and go pick it up?
We'll pick up a cake, but I have a couple small gifts for him. He's getting a car for his birthday. That's, I told you this a while ago.
You didn't.
I did. A Subaru is what he wants. We talked about it months ago because that is what we sort of had decided. It's a combination, killer job at BNU/birthday present. I mean, the Prius is just falling apart. And if he's gonna move somewhere, I want him to have a decent car. Although not like he'll take that to Germany if that's where he wants.
No, he wouldn't take that to Germany.
No, we're buying him a car.
All right.
At some point. But he's getting some little presents. It's his 21st birthday, and he's awesome. I love that kid. So that's what we wanted to do. But we can't because I don't even know if car dealerships are open.
They are. Absolutely. Yeah. I drove by one of how there's like those streets full of car dealerships.
Yes.
I drove through
miles.
One of those and there were the guys selling cars with their masks on. Absolutely.
Oh,
they're open.
There you go. Well, maybe he'll go out. You know, he's been the staunchest stay home guy of all of us. Like, I just know that we as a family would be a lot more relaxed about this if it wasn't for, we jokingly call him Professor Killjoy. He's serious about it.
And a big
part of it is that, he feels like he's missed out on enough stuff that he doesn't want us having any fun. I'm pretty sure that's his main motivation.
Misery loves company.
Misery loves company. But he's, you know, he's like, it just invalidates everything that we've gone through if we stop it now. I'm like, but can't we stop it someday? Someday. Someday, Mom. So anyway, happy birthday to my little boy. It's the only thing other than the black square I was considering posting today.
I think you did talk about it, and Vinny was telling you to get him a Porsche, I believe.
Oh, that sounds like Vinny.
Right?
Well, no,
that
listen.
Does, yeah.
I know we talked about it, but you didn't say, I'm getting him a car, and it's
a
Subaru.
That's
you said
we're
considering and we're talking about, but I didn't know that
and I actually don't
finalized.
Know if it's a... I don't know that it's a Subaru. You know, we haven't gone out and test-driven anything, and I think he should do that. I've actually, you know, we've read some consumer reports, and, you know, they apparently Subarus are great, but don't have the kind of acceleration, you know, like compared to a Toyota. And listen, we're kind of a Toyota family. Like, we've owned Toyotas for years and years and years. And you own them. You own the actual car for years and years and years. Like, they last forever. You know, they mm-hmm. last forever. So
I think the biggest thing I think of now when I get a car is how good is the service department? How close are they to me? And can I get it serviced regularly? And all that stuff becomes, because no one works on their own cars anymore.
No, so. And in the olden days, right, you could take care of your own car. And now it's like, well, we got to hook you up to the computer diagnostic machine. I'm like, the mm-hmm. what now? Okay.
Right. So that's
like
main.
You picture opening up the hood and it's a laptop. You just put it up and click on the keys.
My bigger concern in a car purchase is about the servicing than it is about the actual, how much I actually love the car.
Right. Yeah, I feel like that's certainly important. I'm definitely kind of an aesthetic. Like, I want to love the car if I'm going to buy a new car. Because we very rarely buy cars. And you know how there's car families, the people who will just lease so that they can get a new car every year, every 2 years, or whatever it is.
Yeah, Bryn's like family is like that. They have how many
yeah,
cars
Bryn
now?
Yeah, Bryn seems to always have a new car. That is true.
My dad's a mechanic, so, you know, that just kind of comes with it. Right?
Does he have a computer diagnostic machine? Because it seems like you need one of those to be a mechanic these days.
You know, you can plug it into the computer. There's like this little port underneath the dashboard that you can... You know,
there is.
You,
know,
you
yeah.
can. You
yeah,
can
you
do
can
that.
Do that.
You can buy that
I
stuff
can't
on Amazon
do that.
Okay.
Anyway, we should.
Anyway,
do trash.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. The blackout is. It's on. Today is Blackout Tuesday, and I don't know that if it'll continue. Although it does seem to be sort of people's response to this whole thing. The music industry started this with the hashtag "The Show Must Be Paused." It's an initiative that started on social media. In response to the deep racial unrest after recent deaths of George Floyd and countless other black citizens at the hands of police. It's meant to be a day to take a beat for an honest, reflective, and productive conversation about what actions we need to collectively take to support the black community. Def Jam, Interscope, Columbia, Island Records, Sony ATV, Capitol, Republic, Warner Music Group, BMG, UMG, and independent distributor Empire are among the record labels who've joined in. A lot of strong sentiments about racism and protests, promises to formulate more specific directives in the future. No real clear definition. It's really just a day to start the conversation, it sounds like. Some of the music labels have given the employees the day off. Others aren't putting out music this week. Others are canceling programming like radio shows. There are others who are donating to causes, working with nonprofits. But today is Blackout Tuesday. More entertainment companies join this. Let me see if I can get a list of them. Well, they're saying the slew of music industry companies. I thought I saw like CBS and... Oh, here it is. Silver Lining Entertainment and Management, Viacom, CBS, Funny or Die. A bunch of law firms actually are jumping on this. A couple of studios. A number of agencies. United Talent, UTA, ICM Partners, CAA, Gersh, Verve, Panthea. There's a huge long list of people who are jumping in on this. And a lot of them have made big announcements about it. Others are just posting black squares. But today is Blackout Tuesday, and if you scroll down through your Instagram feed at all today, you're well aware. A lot of pictures of just black squares. Drake has made a substantial. This is actually, there's a funny nugget at the end of this. Otherwise, I would never do a story about Drake, no matter how philanthropic okay. he is. I'm just anti, I'm anti Drake's music. Drake makes a substantial donations to the national bailout. This is to aid black families during pandemics. And for anyone really who's been arrested during protests, it's bailout money. It's a pool of it. Drake has given $100,000 to families in need during the protests. And of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. I guess a guy named Mustafa the Poet, he called out Drake and The Weeknd to donate to the collective on his Instagram stories. He got them both involved in the initiative. He donated $400 himself. He tagged the two saying, my Toronto Kings at Champagne Poppy at The Weeknd. Swipe up, match my donation, but add 3 zeros. Let's help reunite black families. Drake added the zeros and then said, they just called fraud on my card, lol. I donated $100,000. They were like, nah. His card called him and went, did you?
Oh, hey, can I mention something real quick?
Of course.
Yeah. I had mentioned on the air that I have a credit card, and anytime I try to spend over $500, I have to call them and tell them I'm doing so. Otherwise, it will be declined because I don't want to be ripped off because, you know, your credit card seems to be stolen every couple months or years, whatever. Anyway, it turns out someone wrote in and said, get the app for that card and you can do that on the app. You can you can set up a large purchase notification and then when you go to the store to buy, it will let it go through. And it turns out they're right. I went and got the app for the card. And exactly there is a spot where you can click on it and say large purchase. You put in the price, at, you know, 800, whatever it is you're buying, and then just put the date. And then your purchase goes through without having to go through the phone call.
Sitting on the line, getting in the phone tree, whatever it is.
Right. So,
yeah. That's a pro tip.
If you found yourself in that situation, that app suggestion I got from one of our listeners worked incredibly well. So thank you. And hopefully it helps somebody else.
It's funny that there's, I have one, you know, United mileage thing. I'm always kind of glad when they call me, you know, or they send me a text, hey, you know, did you make this purchase? And you know, yes to continue or whatever.
Right.
I just think it's one of those few places where they just seem to really be alert to it because with a credit card, I think that you're not on the, if it's your debit card, you're on the hook. That money's gone from your account. But a credit card, you know, they usually take that over. So they're a lot more on it. That's their money to lose.
Right.
Record Store Day is happening this year. It's usually an April event. They've, of course, postponed it to June. And now they're like, okay, look, here's what's going to happen. We're going to do this over the course of three different days. There is a bunch of cool stuff that's coming out, but they're doing it on three different dates, August 29th, September 26th, and October 24th. So each of those dates has, and a vast majority of them are going to be on that first date, the August 29th. But because there's three dates and because there's an enormous amount of specialty, one of a kind, you can only get this during Record Store Day and only in certain places, we're going to list this, put this story up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if this is something that you're interested in, you can read down through it. There's like archival David Bowie releases. The Gorillaz has got, they're calling them G-sides and D-sides from their first two studio albums. The Cure has a limited edition picture disc version of a couple of songs. Actually, it looks like a couple full albums. Billie Eilish is live at Third Man Records is going to be available on opaque blue vinyl. So there's a bunch of cool, one-of-a-kind, only-get-it-on-Record-Store-Day releases. We're putting that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So
cool.
If it interests you, you can go and check that whole thing
I've
out
there. Shifted my music collecting. Now that I'm part of the streaming set, I've shifted my music collection to vinyl, so I will actually try and go buy something on Record Store Day.
You know, that's interesting, Vinny, that you say that, because I actually feel like a physical record collection is still an important thing to me. I don't even have a, I mean, my kid has a record player, but I'm not allowed in his room. So, desperate times, if I needed to go in there and listen to The Wall, I could. But it's funny because I'll see a record that I'm like, you know what? Someday I'll have a record player. And why wouldn't I collect that? You know, I mean, I'm not moving anytime soon.
I never know. I'm knocking too.
Ow, I actually hurt my knuckles knocking that hard.
Oh, please.
Okay, so there's National Record Store Day is three different dates.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to post that to the RadioAlice.com page.
Okay,
just
great.
Just because we should be not using Facebook for now, right?
Okay, yes, right.
We're in a blackout, of course.
I forgot.
Dur.
So RadioAlice.com.
RadioAlice.com. Go see it there. Yeah, I know you like the Misfits. So I wanted to tell you.
I love the Misfits.
This guy was not in the band that much. His name is Joey Image. He's dead at 63.
Oh,
he's been battling liver cancer since 2016.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
He was the drummer. He was only in the Misfits 78 to 79. He's on the Horror Business EP, which included Teenagers from Mars, Children in Heat, Horror Business. And then he was on Night of the Living Dead, which was a single. And then I want to say he jumped back in like for a year later on. But was that when they were formed, like in 78? Is he a founding member and he just jumped out of the band after that? I didn't know. I figured you must have known about this guy.
They're early punk, and punk started in the 70s there.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of very... I think the punk sort of peaked in the 80s, and the anti-Reagan thing became this huge punk movement. But I would guess he was probably their first drummer. 78, 77? Right. That's early days.
78 79, I know.
Well, 79, well,
it just depends on if Horror Business was their first.
You know what's
record.
Weird is that for me, and I can't speak to all the people who grew up listening to punk rock, but... it was such an anti-hero movement that I didn't really spend my time learning about the characters in these bands, because the whole point was they're not putting themselves out there as rock stars per se. You know, they're more us doing the music, and they weren't really, or I shouldn't say, some of them weren't really great at their instruments either. It was more of an energy and more of a...
Sid Vicious, one of the most prominent, you know, past members of any of the punk bands. It was like, couldn't really play his instrument.
Couldn't
really
play,
wasn't
right.
even barely on any records, but he became
right.
this legendary thing.
Right.
So
I don't know him specifically is my point, but I don't know if anyone does, but I'm sad to see anyone passing at 63. That is far too young.
Right. And liver cancer doesn't sound like a party either.
No.
Okay, Vinny, that's going to do it for the 8 o'clock trash. What's coming up in the news?
Will your dog rescue you? Oh. I'll tell you after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.